Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana from the Advocate, official journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that track numbers 42708 through 42751 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We have a letter of protest from Generet Lumber and Shingle Company, LLC, dated May 10, 2012, on track number 42721. And we have a letter of protest from Salt Domes Partnership, dated May 25th, 2012, on track numbers 42721, 42722, and 42723. The staff has reviewed these letters, and the tracks will remain up. There are claimable water bottoms within the track. There will be no tracks recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we can proceed with the opening of the bids. Thank you.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracks 42708 through 42713. We did receive one bid on track 42714, advertised as 638.96 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $479,858.96. $479,858.96, or a per acre value of $751. Annual rentals are $239,930. $239,930. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42715, advertised as 647.46 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $518,615.46. $518,615.46, or a per acre value of $801. Annual rentals are $259,308. $259,308. Royalties are 25%. Okay. We received one bid on track 42716. The track is for the entire acreage. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $511,903.08. $511,903.08, or a per acre value of $801. Annual rentals are $255,952. $255,952. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42717, advertised as 639.169 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $480,015.92. $480,015.92, or a per acre value of $751. Annual rentals are $240,008. $240,008. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42718 through 42722. We did receive one bid on track 42723, advertised as 30 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Resources, LLC. Oryx Resources, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,150. $15,150, or a per acre value of $505. Annual rentals are $7,575. $7,575. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42724 through 42728. We did receive one bid on track 42729, advertised as 2,492.61 acres. It's all right. The bid is for a portion containing 1,023.86 acres. The bidder is Synergy Land Company, Inc. Synergy Land Company, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $204,772. $204,772. Or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $102,386. $102,386. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42730 through 42736. We did receive two bids on track 42737, advertised as 2,491.79 acres. The bid is for the first bid is for a portion containing 240 acres. The bidder is Attic Investment, Inc. Attic Investment, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $50,400. $50,400, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $25,200. $25,200. Royalties are 21%. The second bid on track 42737 is for a portion containing 160 acres. The bidder is Attic Investment, Inc. Attic Investment, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $33,600. $33,600, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $16,800. $16,800. Royalties are 21%. We received one bid on track 42738, advertised as 2,437.18 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,515.74 acres. The bidder is Synergy Land Company, Inc. Synergy Land Company, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $378,935. $378,935, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $189,468. $189,468. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 42739 through 42744. We did receive one bid on track 42745, advertised as 33 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,750. $24,750, or a per acre value of $750. Annual rentals are $12,375. $12,375. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42746, advertised as 30 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,000. $9,000, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $4,500. $4,500. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42747, advertised as 15 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,180. $15,180. Or a per acre value of $1,012. Annual rentals are $7,590. $7,590. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42748, advertised as 4 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,048. $4,048, or a per acre value of $1,012. Annual rentals are $2,024. $2,024. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 42749, advertised as 743 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 449 acres. The bidder is Hillcor Energy One LP. Hillcor Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $132,455. $132,455. Or a per acre value of $295. Annual rentals are $66,227.50. $66,227.50. Royalties are 23.75%. We received two bids on track 42750, advertised as 98.8 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is McGinty Durham, Inc. McGinty Durham, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $51,573.60. $51,573.60. Or a per acre value of $522. Annual rentals are $25,787. $25,787. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 42750 is for the entire track. The bidder is EOG Resources, Inc. EOG Resources, Inc. Bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $79,138.80. $79,138.80, or a per acre value of $801. Annual rentals are $39,570. $39,570. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42751, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $11,040. $11,040, or a per acre value of $276. Annual rentals are $5,520. $5,520. Royalties are 25%. That will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
Mineral Board. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. A roll call is next. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mrs. Smith, and Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, will you please present the agenda?
Yes, sir. Chairman Smith and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. In your binder, you should have all the information related to this agenda. According to Sunrise, there are 1,907 active state leases covering nearly 848,000 acres. Since the last board meeting, the Geological Engineering Division has reviewed approximately 203 leases covering nearly 83,000 acres. Today, we have four leases covering three fields to discuss in more detail. Let's begin with State Lease 1217 at Beta Shane Field, Swift Energy operating as our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on March 14, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that within 180 days of the March 14th board meeting, that Swift Energy drill an obligatory well located on or affecting the non-productive acreage on this lease or release 700 acres. By letter dated May 16, 2012, Swift reported that they had identified a drill location affecting the non-productive acreage with an anticipated spud date of October 14, 2012, which is approximately 30 days beyond the board's required spud date. Swift requested a three-month extension to account for possible unforeseen delays with moving the rig on location. The staff does recommend that Swift be granted an extension until December 31, 2012, to spud their obligatory well located on or affecting the non-productive acreage on this lease or release 700 acres. Our second lease is State Lease 2620 at Lake Pelto Field. Apache Corporation and Castex Energy Partners are our lessees. The committee last reviewed this lease on November 9, 2011. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that 2620 be docketed within 60 days of the November board meeting for assignment to Apache Corporation and Castex Energy and submit a lease development report by May 9, 2012. At the February 2, 2012 board meeting, the assignment from Phoenix Exploration to Apache Corporation and Castex Energy Partners was approved, and by letter dated May 9, 2012, Apache Corporation requested a six-month extension to address development plans on the lease. The staff is recommending that Apache Corporation be granted an extension till December 12, 2012 to submit a report that would include findings of their ongoing field study to identify new reserves and the results of workover and recompletion activity. And lastly, our Vermilion Block 16 field, which is State Lease 3762 and 3763. Harvest Oil and Gas is our lessee. Committee last reviewed this lease on May 9, 2012. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Harvest Oil and Gas a second extension until June 5, 2012 to spud a mandatory well. By email dated May 14, 2012, Harvest reported that their drilling rig had moved on location and had begun to rig up. And since that date, the G&E staff has received daily emails updating the drilling progress of the 3763 number 14 well. Harvest has now met their drilling obligation prior to June 5, 2012. Staff is recommending that by September 12, 2012, Harvest provide a status update on the 3763 number 14 well. Well, that concludes this portion. Are there any questions on these leases? And one more portion of this agenda is Jeannie OMR did grant Hellas Oil and Gas a 29E waiver to produce the State Lease 195QQ well number 40. And that concludes my portion of this agenda.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. This month we have four new items to bring to the board's attention, and I can probably lump them all under one thing. There was a Texas gas pipeline explosion on April 9th, and it's had a cascade effect of fields all the way down it. Apache, Black Elk, Energy Properties, Hillcorp have all been forced to shut in various leases along the path of the pipeline. And we request that the board recognize a force majeure condition in affecting these. And that's it.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comments?
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's report and recommendations.
I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Cordero. All in favor? Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
I have just one announcement. Mr. Bradbury has been working with the IT department, and we expect to have an online force majeure reporting system online within about a week.
Thank you. Very good. I have a motion. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Martin. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Track Evaluation Committee meeting. At this time, we'll have a roll call. Mr. Harper, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fontenot.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 44 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parishes where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We received letters of protest from Salt Dome Partnership, all dated May the 25th, 2012, regarding tracts 42721, 42722, and 42723, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. Received another letter of protest from Generette Lumber and Shingle Company, LLC, regarding tract 42721, situated in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and determined that the aforementioned tracts contain claimable water bottoms. Therefore, tracts 42721, 42722, and 42723 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. The final item deals with 137 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the August 8, 2012, lease sale pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the August 8, 2012 lease sale.
And a motion and second to accept the staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to take a roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero? Mr. Harper? Mr. Martin? Mr. Klein? And myself, we have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Newman. How you doing?
Good morning. Fine, thank you. Item number one on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Energy Properties Incorporated for a penalty in the amount of $17,475.03. It was billed for audit exceptions. The field audit began on February 2, 2009 for January 2003 through December of 2008. Total royalty collected during the audit period is $2,100,699.58. This was the fourth audit of Energy Properties Incorporated. They were very cooperative in resolving the audit and responded timely to all questions and requests for more records. Although royalty was paid timely, there was a delay in the payment of interest. The company has taken corrective measures to prevent future recurrence. Energy Properties paid the state a total of $60,523.14 in royalty exceptions and $11,864.03 in interest. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 75% penalty waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $13,106.27, with a balance of $4,368.76 owed the state.
You have heard the staff report and recommendation. Any questions from the committee? Any motions from the committee? We have a motion to accept by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. Item 2.
Item number 2 is the staff report to the committee that the election for June 2012 gas is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you. And I see item 3 as an executive committee.
Yes,
executive sir. So I need a motion to go into executive session. Move by Ms. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public or the committee? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. I'd like to make a motion to come out of executive session. A move by Mr. Morton, second by Mr. Klein. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're out of executive session. Okay, Rachel, so you need us to make a motion to accept in principle the offer from Pennzoil.
Yes.
Okay. Move by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Morton. Any discussion? Any public discussion? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. And that's the end of the agenda. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I guess I'll take this since the chairman or co-chair is not here. Let's call the order of the legal title. Take roll. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Harper?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Here. Mr. Klein? And myself, we have a quorum. Good morning.
Good morning. Item number 1. It's a request by staff to place some acreage up in northern part of the state, DeSoto and Red River parishes, back into commerce. This was the acreage that was previously taken out of commerce pending negotiations with Chesapeake on an operating agreement, and this is on that Albritton servitude. It's approximately 899,900 acres, and we do recommend now putting that acreage back into commerce since the negotiations with Chesapeake have failed and the operating agreement with them is not going to take place.
You heard staff's report and recommendations of a motion. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item 2.
Thank you. Item number 2 is a request by Clayton Williams Energy for authority to escrow funds on disputed acreage. This is in Coquille Bay Field, Plaquemines Parish. And this is a new dispute that Clayton Williams' attorney, who is here today, has just notified us of. We really haven't had a chance to get into the nuts and bolts of the dispute itself. So at this time, we are going to recommend granting authority for them to go ahead and escrow the funds relative to that acreage until we at least have a chance to look at the dispute.
And this will be done in accordance with our rules of Louisiana.
Correct. In accordance with all of the standard procedures set forth for operating escrow accounts.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the committee? Do we have a motion to approve? Moved by Mr. Smith. Second by Mr. Klein. Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number three is a request by Swift Energy Operating LLC for the waiver of all or portion of liquidated damages on late partial releases. This involves two late partial releases, State Lease 18668 in the amount of $46,400 and 18669 in the amount of $46,400. The two together are $92,800. What has happened is Swift has come to us with an offer to reduce those penalties, and their offer is for a reduction down to $7,963.88 on State Lease 18668 and $19,827.38 on 18669. Those two combined are $27,791.26. So at this time, staff does recommend accepting Swift's reduction for the waiver of those damages.
Any comments or questions from the committee? We have a motion to approve by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Cordero. Any comments or questions from the public? Hearing none, anyone opposed? Hearing none, motion carries.
Thank you. Item number four is a request by staff to place Chesapeake, Louisiana LP on demand for the non-payment of royalties relating to Operating Agreement 315 in Caddo and Bossier Parishes. What happened here was we were notified by Chesapeake of a dispute on some of the acreage back in August of last year, and Chesapeake requested to escrow those funds relative to the disputed acreage. You guys granted them that authority in September of 2011. Subject to all of the standard escrow requirements, one of which is that they provide us with copies of deposits or bank statements and copies of SR9 reports, neither of which they provided us with. So we contacted Chesapeake to let them know that they needed to send us copies. And at that time, they informed us that they had never actually opened an escrow account at a bank, but had been suspending the funds in-house. So we notified them that that was not appropriate. They needed to go ahead and open an account at a bank, not in-house. And as far as I know, they are in the process of doing that, but have not done it yet. You know, I think at this point it's appropriate to go ahead and put them on demand. This has been going on since September of last year. I think Bill Strain is here on behalf of Chesapeake, Louisiana. You know, if you guys have any questions, I'm sure he'd be happy to answer them.
Good morning, Mr. Strain.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. I represent Chesapeake in this matter. And what they start with, the reasoning behind which sort of reasons for what the delay in having the account open is real simple. It may not be a good excuse, but it's real simple. Chesapeake felt that all the royalty owners would be best served if this money were put in a money market fund instead of an interest-bearing savings account. And they were trying to negotiate that with the bank, and the bank came back with a very complex escrow agreement, which, among other things, as soon as I saw it, I knew it wasn't going to fly. It took them a while to do that, and they got it to me just a few days ago, and I looked at it. I said, this is not going to fly because it was going to require the state to sign it as one of the parties to the escrow. And so I immediately contacted April Duay and apprised her of that, and I had Chesapeake, and after our discussions, it was determined we could open a simple savings account and deposit the funds in that. And we're in the process of doing that. In fact, the check's already been cut to be deposited, and I emailed a copy of the check to Ms. Duay. It's a little over, it's $107,000 and change. And they're in the process of getting the savings account open. I would have had it done by today, but for the fact that the bank requires certain peripheral paperwork in connection with opening the account, the bulk of which relates to a lot of a lengthy questionnaire that has to be filled out to comply with the American Patriot Act. And so anyway, that's all in progress, and I'm told that the funds will be deposited in the next few days. I was hoping to have it done by today, but the check has actually physically been approved and cut, and it's on Mr. Jacob Davis' desk. He asked me if you should send me the original. I said no, because you're going to need it to deposit. Just send me a copy, and I'll forward that to Ms. Dewey so the state knows that the money's there and it's going to be deposited in there after the money will be deposited on the regular basis required by the operating agreement. So that that, like I say, you may not consider that an adequate excuse, and I understand that you have to send the demand letter, but probably by the time we get the demand letter in the mail, the funds will already be deposited, and proof of the deposit and any other paperwork that's required with that will be provided to Ms. Dewey.
So
with that in mind, I just wanted the board to understand that this is not an attempt on Chesapeake's part to be recalcitrant. It was simply a misguided effort to try to get the most interest possible for the royalty owners. And it didn't work out, so we went the simple route, and we're getting an interest-bearing savings account. If anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to deal with them.
Thanks, Mr. Strang. So you feel you have this done within 7 days, correct?
Beg your pardon?
You'll have this done within 7 days?
I believe we will. What I was told is it takes 7 days to get the account open, and we're already about 3 days into that. I'm hoping we'll have it done this week.
Do you think the staff can wait 14 days? We'll pass it today, pending a two-week?
Yeah, actually, I was going to suggest that if you guys can give us the authority to put them on demand, we'll be willing to hold off at least 7 days before we send the letter out, and hopefully it will all be resolved by that time. Okay. But if not, we do have that as a backup.
Okay.
I appreciate that accommodation, Mr. Arnold.
No problem. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? We have a motion to approve the recommendations from the staff. Move by Mrs. Smith. Second by Mr. Ingram. I'd like to also recognize Mrs. Segura is present. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
My mic's not working.
Second was by Mr. Cadora, not Mr. Ingram. Please lower that sign.
The remaining items are executive session discussions.
All right, I'd like to accept the motion to go into executive session. Move by Ms. Segura. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the public? We are in executive session. Thank you. I'd like to accept the motion to come out of executive session. It's been moved by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Morton. Any comments or questions? Here and now we're out of executive session.
The three executive session items were simply a discussion and don't require any action on the part of the board.
Okay, there be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to take a roll for the docket review committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cadero? Mr. Hopper?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Klein? And myself, we have a quorum. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the June 13th, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number one through items number seven. Item number eight, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number nine through items number 18. Item 19, approve, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 20 through items number 30. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, please approve item number 1, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you, sir. I noticed that it went a lot quicker this month.
Yes. No comment.
I have a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Yeah, I move.
Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from this committee? Any comments or questions from the staff? Here or none? The motions and the recommendations are approved. Be no further items on the agenda. We are adjourned. Thank you.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Could I get the roll call, please?
Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Ms. Smith. Mr. Klein. Mr. Chairman, we have six members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. Item two is the approval of the May 9th, 2012 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comments? Any questions? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item three is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, the Lease Review Committee. B, the Nomination and Track Committee. C, Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, the Docket Review Committee. We have a motion by Mr. Arnold. Do I have a second by Mr. Klein? Any discussions or questions? If not, is there any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item four is the executive session, our technical briefing. Are we ready for the briefing? Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to go into executive session so we can have our technical briefing. We have a motion by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We're in executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes. All right, I'd like to entertain a motion to go back into regular session. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Martin. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, would you go over the bids for us, please?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 42750, we received two bids, and we're recommending accepting the bid of EOG Resources Incorporated. As to the remaining tracks that received bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted. That concludes our recommendations.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the bids.
We have a motion by Mr. Arnold.
And recommendation?
To accept the bids as recommended by the staff. And we have a second by Mr. Morton. Any questions or discussion on those bids? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Those bids are awarded as leases. Item six is the announcements.
The total for today's lease sale is $2,948,862.22, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total for the fiscal year 2012 to just over $34 million. Last announcement is registration for the August conference is now live and online, and brochures for the conference are available on the card outside the door. and we encourage everyone to attend.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Talley. All the board members were provided these flyers with information on the oil and gas seminar, and I believe they're on the table outside, right? So without further ado, do we have any other business? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Mr. Smith. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.